And good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姐妹们。
And we have a Heavenly Father.
我们有一位天上的父亲。
And who loves us.
他爱我们。
As the sons and daughters of our Father,
作为父亲的儿女们。
We must learn to imitate the character of our Father.
我们必须要来学习怎么样来 继承和模仿我们父亲的这些品格。
Of course, the character of our Father is He already revealed Himself to Moses. He says, I am a compassionate and gracious God.
圣经里面, 这位父神已经显现了他的这个 品性在我们的中间，他说我是一位有怜悯和慈爱的神。
That's why John, St. Paul John, he says that God is love. Loves come from God.
所以使徒约翰讲到，就说神就是爱。
Once again today, we're going to contemplate and meditate God's love in a deeper level.
今天我们再次的来默想。 再次的来, 咀嚼这个神的爱在另一个更深的层面。
If you remember Ephesians chapter 3, it's talking about how long, how wide, how high, how deep is God's love.
如果你记得在以弗所书第三章讲到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And we must learn together with all the peoples of the church, the children of God, what
we need to learn.
And this love actually is beyond shepherd's knowledge.
这个爱呢是远远超过我们表面所能看到的。
And even fill up the fullness of God.
那甚至就是完全是由神的这样一个 爱圆满来充满。
And the fullness God, you can look at this, is almost like the filling of the Holy Spirit.
对，就是我们来从这个圣灵充满的角度可以来看这个。
If you want to be filled with the Spirit, all you need is to love deeper and deeper.
那如果你要让圣灵来充满，你就是要让神的爱更加的来。
And God's love have no bottom line.
神的爱呢, 没有这个底线。
Unlike human love, we have bottom line. That's it.
那对于人的爱呢, 常常是有底线的。
God's love can go deeper and deeper until He died and eternally He bless us.
那神的爱呢是 可以越来越深，甚至在我们死了以后，在永恒里面，我们还会继续不断的来领略他的爱。
Today we're going to look at the central of our faith about what God's love is like.
所以, 就是我们一起来这个来学习这个正视神的爱。
And when God say love your enemy,
当神说到要爱你的仇敌,
and Jesus commanded in the Sermons on the Mount.
耶稣就在这个登山宝训里面特别的 传达这样的爱的命令。
Because actually it tells us who God is like.
这里在讲神是谁。
That's why Jesus command what God is like is God is love, not only love. He loves enemies.
这里讲到呢, 神不仅仅是爱, 而且他是爱仇敌的。
You think it's an extraordinary act.
对我们来说, 好像这是, 非常特别的爱。
You think that is unusual behavior.
你或许觉得这是非常不寻常的一种行为。
You think this is something we must step out of the box.
你可能觉得这是要我们超越我们自己认知的范围来认识。
To step out our comfort zone.
让我们离开我们自己这个的安乐的那个区域。
So it's something uncommon.
听起来好像不太不是正常的寻常的。
Unnatural.
不是自然的。
As a matter of fact, you know, the world can do anything the Christian do, even do it better.
就说好像我们自己是不是能够基督徒会做得更好。
The world means the other than Christian, the world can do whatever the Christian can do, they can do, and even do it better.
那好的时候我们觉着这个世界上的人会做得更好。
They can fit the hunger as good as Christian.
就是世界上的人可以来关怀那些饥饿的人比。
They can build a house for the poor even more than Christian.
他们甚至可以为那些贫穷的人来建造房子建得比基督徒建得更好。
They can heal the sick with new medicine, even with some cow, they can even heal the sickness.
甚至可以通过更新的医药或者通过一些邪术来医治人的疾病。
But one thing they cannot offer.
有一点是他们不能提供的。
The world is a world of ungrace.
就是这个世界是一个不感恩的世界。
You must earn it.
就是每一个人都要努力的来赚取。
This is the law of fairness and retribution. You get what you pay for.
这个世界是通过好像你这个公平这样来运作的，你做就夺得。
No pain, no gain.
没有付出就没有得到。
But Christian Jesus, in the gospel of grace, offer something the world cannot offer.
但是耶稣在圣经里面讲到，就是说他会赐给我们的东西是世界所不能给的。
The world cannot offer, you cannot find grace anywhere except in the gospel of love.
世界上找不到恩典，除了在这个神的福音里面。
In Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣基督里面。
The world cannot offer to forgive the unforgivable.
这世界不能提供力量让你能够来宽恕那些宽恕不了的。
The world cannot excuse the inexcusable.
世界不能让你去找一个借口让那些你觉得不可以找借口下台的人。
To be kind to the unkind.
你不可能对一个不好的人对他好。
To forgive the ungrateful.
你不会去宽恕一个那些不感恩不感激的人。
And in Christianity, that's the glory of our Father is to offer to love the unlovable.
在圣经里面讲到就是在我们的生的这个荣耀就是彰显在那些能够爱那些不可爱的人。
But that's not enough.
这并不足够。
Not only we will love the unlovable, we will forgive the unforgivable. God wants us to go even higher.
不仅我们要来爱那些不可爱的人，要宽恕那些不可宽恕的人，而且我们要走得更高。
To love your enemy.
甚至说爱你的仇敌。
And Jesus seemed to present a command, love your enemy, you will be called the son of the Father.
那这里耶稣把这个命令传达出来，好像是在讲，当你爱你仇敌的时候，你就成为你天父的儿子。
In Matthew chapter 5, and we look at that, the Jesus telling us what God is like.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣在讲，在传达就是神是怎么样的。
God loved the enemy who wounded him. God loved the enemy who is against him, rebellious against him.
这里特别就是讲到，就是说神呢，就是要让我们爱那些仇敌，甚至是完全跟他作对的人。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 44.
来我们读一下这个马太福音第五章四十四节。
And it says here, but I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you.
只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的祷告。
Then you are qualified to be called the children of your Father in heaven.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
In 45, he says, because the heavenly Father causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good.
因为他叫日头照好人也照呆人。
Send rains on the righteous and the unrighteousness.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
46 talk about.If you love the people who love you, which is your family or your friend or the people in the church, what will you get?
四十六节特别的讲到，你们若当爱呢，爱你们的人有什么赏赐呢？
If you greet 47, if you greet the people who greet you, that you are friendly to each other, what reward will you have?
他说你们若当勤你们弟兄的恩比人有什么长处呢？
You don't have to become a Christian because everybody do that.
你不需要成为一个基督徒，因为谁都可以问他弟兄的恩。
But if you love the evil person, if you love the unrighteous person, the conclusion is that yes, you will be called the children of God.
当你能够去爱那些不可爱的人的时候，这时候就成为神的儿女。
And like father, like children, you really have the image, the character of your father.
就像这个儿子像父亲，这时候你们真的就像天父完全一样。
And Matthew 48 said, "Be perfect, your heavenly Father is perfect."If you love the enemy, you are perfect.
哎，就是你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
It's not you are filled with the spirit. It's not you have faith. Can move mountain. It's you love your enemy. You are perfect.
那这里特别讲到，就是当你不是说你能够有以上的信心，你就是完全的，而是说你能够爱你的仇敌，这才是完全。
If you give away everything and have a faith move the mountain, but without love and loving your enemy, it's nothing.
圣经里面讲到，就是说，如果你能够有一生的信心，或者你把所有的东西都给人，这并不代表如果你没有爱，这是什么不是。
So if we don't love our enemy,You may not live up to the image, the character of God.
如果你不能爱你的仇敌，你就不能能够
That is the core character of our Father. Is not just love. Is love your enemy. Love the unlovable.
就是我们 神的性情里面最深的就是要爱我们的不可爱的人。
Then we turn to Luke chapter 6.
在路加福音第六章。
Luke the doctor has a similar description, but give a little bit more depth on this.
那路加是一位大夫。在这个第六章呢特别的在二十七节记载到
But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemy and do good to those who hate you.
只是我告诉你们这听道的人你们的仇敌要爱他
Bless those who curse you.
诅咒你们的要为他祝福。
Pray for those who mistreat you.
凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you?
32节讲到，你们若当爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？
33. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you?
33节讲到，你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？
You do good to your husband, your children. You do good to the people in the church. You do good, no, to someone who's friendly to you. That's no credit.
就说你待你的丈夫好，待你的孩子好，待你的弟兄姐妹好，教会的人好，这没有什么特别的。
You already received your reward.
因为你已经得到你的赏赐。
35. But love your enemies.
35节讲到，你们要倒要爱仇敌。
Do good to them.
也要善待他们。
Even lend them the money.
并要借给人。
Without thinking getting back.
不是指望着要偿还。
If you look at Romans chapter 12, even more, Paul talking about, and your enemy is hungry, you feed them.
在罗马书第十二章，使徒保罗讲到，就说如果你的敌人饿了，你就来给他吃。
They're thirsty, they give them drink.
渴了就给他喝。
And they curse you, you bless them.
如果他们诅咒你，你就来祝福他。
And do good to them always, you know, help them and pray for them too.
你来帮助他们，也不断的来祝福。
And Paul used one statement to conclude: overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil. Do not return evil for evil.
保罗用一句话来总结，以善待恶，不要以恶报恶。
Means people offer you, did something harmful to you. Rather, you overcome, this act by loving them.
那如果别人在做一些对你不好的事情呢，你来用爱来回报他。
They insult you and you bless them.
他们来欺辱你，你来祝福他。
And this is called overcome evil with good, and that is same as Jesus talking about love your enemy. I mean, love the one who's against you, and you pray for them, do good to them. That's overcome evil with good.
这里就像耶稣讲的，当仇敌人。恶待你的时候，你要来为他祝福。
Then we'll go back to Luke chapter 6:35. Jesus once again said, "Love your enemy, do good to them."
这里再次的回到路加福音第六章，34节特别的讲到呢，就说
"Who will be children of Most High?"
那这样做的时候呢，我们就会成为至高者的儿子。
Because the children of God and Father, the Heavenly Father is kind, to the ungrateful and wicked.
因为这里讲到呢，就是说我们天上的父呢，对待那些上代那些恶的人，就是那
些忘恶的。Your heavenly Father is merciful.
这里讲到你们要慈悲，像你们的天父慈悲一样。
And in Matthew, you should be perfect, for your heavenly Father is perfect.
马太福音讲到你们要像你的天父一样完全，就像天父完全。
Actually, it's the same, because when we are merciful and we are abounding in love, we are perfect.
当我们有
慈悲、
有怜悯、有爱的时候呢，这就进入神的完全。
Be merciful to the unmerciful is to love your enemy.
就是说能够去怜悯。这个那些不配得怜悯的人，这就是
There's no two way about it.
就是没有别的办法。
That's not optional for Christian.
这对于基督徒来讲不是另外一个选择。
Oh, okay. Only those really mature Christians do that. Only the Christian who like Pastor Wang, he can do it. No, this is a command.For each of us.
这个命令是给我们所有的人的，不仅仅是给一些成熟的基督徒，或者像王炳牧师那样的人。
This is called, you will be children of the Most High. Most High means, 至高者，对不对？ Most High is the, in Hebrew is El Elyon.
这里讲到的，你们也要做至高者的儿子，这就是至高神。至高神的儿子。
El Elyon means God is sovereign in control of the universe, all the affairs of the universe.
这里讲到这个 El Elyon 就说是神是一个至高的神，是超越一切的神，是全宇宙的主宰。
He is sovereign over all the affairs of human.
他是所有人类的活动之上的一位主宰。
He is the ruler, he overrules everything, that's called Most High.
他在主宰着一切，所以称为至高者。
Mean if you love your enemy, you'll be called the children of the King of Kings who controls every affairs in this universe.
所以当你爱你仇敌的时候，你就成为万王之王，这个宇宙主宰的儿女。
You know what? If we can do that, you don't need to worry about other things, your job.
当你知道你能够这样做的时候，你不需要去来担心其他的事情，你的工作。
Your health.
你的健康。
Your earthly affairs.
你的这个地上的事情。
Because the ruler of the universe will give you whatever you need because you are doing his will.
在这个世界的主宰将会为你着想，因为你在做他的，听他的旨意。
Because the Bible, Jesus command, promise,Seek first his kingdom affairs, all this will be given to you.
圣经里面讲到就是说当你这个寻求他的国和他的义的时候呢，其他需要的都要加给你。
God's will be done on earth as in heaven. If you carry out his will, he will carry out your will too.
所以当你来行神的旨意的时候，神将要成全你的心意。
That's the glory of God that distinguishes us, the children, the Christianity, from all the other religions.
这就是神的荣耀在他儿女的身上，这也让他的儿女区别于世上任何其他的人。
You cannot find disgrace anywhere.In this universe, except
宇宙里面
Jesus in the Bible.
像这样的爱，这是在圣经里面写的。
So that's what Christianity what children of God, what the kingdom of God offer to this world, which is beyond this world's.
这就是神的国度，远远超越这世上任何的国度。
This teaching never happened to any literature in this world.
这样的教导在地上所有的教训里面都不会找到。
That's why loving enemies are eternal teaching in from an eternal book.
所以爱你的仇敌是一个永恒的教导，是一个永恒的经典里面出来的。
All the worldly book, worldly value is limited. It's not eternal.
所有在这个世上的教导都是有限的，它不会成为永恒的。
So we are in the eternal family. We must be like God. There's no two way about it. You must love your enemy as your daily usual core character.
所以呢，当我们在地上行走的时候，叫爱我们的仇敌，要成为我们品性的一部分。
No more, this is not extraordinary anymore for God's children.
所以这不会成为看起来很特别的一点对神的儿女。
To God's children, that's ordinary.
所以对神的儿女来讲，这是平常的事情。
Maybe everybody thinks that's unusual, uncommon, but to the kingdom of God, this is usual behavior.
对世上的人看起来这是不寻常的，但是对神的国度里面的儿女呢，这是正常。
And you think this is something, you step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your box, step out of your comfort zone is something to glorify God.
你可能觉得这些是超过你能够感觉到舒服的这个地方，神要让你挑战你走出来。
But God says, Jesus said, this is the comfort zone now.
但是呢，神说这就是你所能够接受的范围。
Loving your enemy is our day-to-day behavior.
那这个爱你的仇敌对人来讲就是非常特别的事情。
It's an ordinary behavior in God's kingdom as children.
在神的国度里面就变成一个平常的行为。
Because that's what God is like, we must like God.
因为这是神所喜爱的，我们要喜爱他所喜爱的事情。
God's character is like this, we must have this character.
因为他的性情就是这样，我们也要接受这样的性情。
As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 5 already said, God already gave you this love through the Holy Spirit and pour out into this love in you.
事实上，罗马书第五章讲到，就是神已经借着圣灵把这样的爱倾倒在你的里面。
And because God tells us He loves enemy, and we must be like Him. We must love enemy because we are the same family.
因为神说你要爱你的仇敌，我们也要像他一样，因为我们是他的儿女，也要来爱。
We have the same DNA.
因为这是我们的基因。
Because the Holy Spirit gives you a new heart, now you can love your enemy.
因为神给了我们一个新的心、新的灵，让我们能够爱我们的仇敌。
Now you can forgive the enemy.
所以你能够来宽恕你的仇敌。
By the power of the Holy Spirit in you.
借着神的灵。
Not only that, you can forgive your enemy because God has forgiven the enemy in you against him.
那因我们能够来宽恕我们的仇敌，是因为神已经宽恕了我们。
God already has forgiven our sins, our unforgiveness. Now we must forgive the enemy too.
因为神已经宽恕了我们的过犯，所以我们也要宽恕我们仇敌的过犯。
What we owe God, we must pay back to anyone against us. So we can see this is not extraordinary. This is the central character of Christians to love the enemy.
所以这并不是一件特别奇特的事情，而是这是我们基督徒心思为荣的基本种子。
And Paul said, you can do it. You can do anything with the strength I give it to you in Philippians chapter 4, 13.
所以在腓立比书第四章十三节特别讲，神已经把这样的能力赐给我们，我们借着他的能力呢，可以做任何的事情。
And Paul says, I can do all things through him who gave me the strength.
是靠着呢加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做。
In chapter 12 of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12:10, Paul said, "Your grace is sufficient for me."
在格林多后书第十二章讲到，神的能力是完全的，神的恩典是完全的。
The Holy Spirit will empower you in your weakness. When you're weak, Holy Spirit empower you will be strong. You can love your enemy.
当我们在软弱的时候，神的灵会把能力赐给我们，使我们变得刚强，可以来爱那些不可爱的人。
And as a matter of fact, you can love more and more and more, becoming natural to love your enemy.
爱的更多，更多，更多，这种爱会变得自然。
Enemy actually is someone against us, someone harm us, someone mistreat us.
那敌人就是有人跟我们作对的，有人来伤害我们的，有人来这个误待我们。
In the church, we can be each other's enemy if you against each other.
那在教会里面，如果我们彼此作对，也就成为彼此的敌人。
Maybe a short period of time, but still.That's what God means. Love your enemy. Love the one who's against you.
或者你们彼此作对，这是一个短暂的一个阶段，但是神还是说你们要彼此的相爱。
Even in the church, that's enemy.
甚至在教会里面有时候也会有敌人。
You think that's not possible, but no. Jesus is talking about love the unlovable, love the unrighteousness, which sometimes we do it to each other, we become each other's enemy.
所以呢，就是说我们真的就成为彼此的敌人，好多时候。
In husband and wife, sometimes we become each other's enemy.
甚至有的夫妻成了敌人。
And they always say to each other, "This is my bottom line. You cannot cross this line." But there's no such thing as God's children. We must love whoever.The person against us, we must forgive, unforgivable.
对，好多时候我们会告诉对方，这是我的底线，你不能触犯我的底线。但是神却不是这样讲，神要让我们来爱我们的仇敌，宽恕不能宽恕的人。
That's the first thing we must practice. We must practice sending love to where hatred is.
所以这是要让我们去来实践这样的真理，在哪里
？We must learn like Jesus, sending love to where darkness is.
我们就在黑暗的地方把主耶稣的爱带进去。
We must practice the God's love to send this love to where there is a discord, disunity.
在任何不和谐的地方，不和睦的地方，我们把神的爱带进去。
Not only that, not only in the church, outside the church, we must live among these, your co-worker, you must practice love. And learn how to send love to the workplace.
也是在我们工作的地方，在我们的 同僚当中，我们要来把这样的爱实践出来。
And same thing in your family. In your family, some members are not Christians, but you must send love to where hatred is.
在家里面，我们家里面有的人不是基督徒，我们也要把我们基督的爱要带出来，活出来。
That's why Jesus said, when you do that, do people recognize you are Christian? It's not because you love, because you love the enemy.
就是当我们这样去做的时候呢，人就认出我们是主耶稣的门徒。不仅仅是我们爱我们喜欢的人，而是爱那些。
That is the epitome. That's the climax. The glory of God's love is to love the unlovable, love the unforgivable, love the inexcusable.
这个福音的这样一个高峰就表现在我们能够爱那些我不可爱的人，爱那些逼迫我们的人。
Yesterday, I have a Bible study. One of the young men told me his brother become the enemy of the family, did something really bad.
昨天我们在查经的时候就听到一个弟兄讲到呢，他的兄弟呢就成为家人的敌人，因为他做了一些坏事情。
Everybody cursing him, blaming him on this.
所有的人呢都会来指责他，都会来咒诅他。
Then we studied the Bible, and we asked his brother, learn how to, instead of cursing, why don't you bless, do something good for this your own brother?
就是告诉这位兄弟，就是说，不要再去咒诅他，而是怎么样来做点事情。来做点好事情来对待。
Pray for your brother.
怎么样来为他这个兄弟来祷告。
Help him.
来帮助他。
Instead of everybody jumping on him, blame him, criticize him.
不仅仅是就是说大家都来群起而攻之，而是我们要来帮助他。
And pray the prayer of Jesus. The prayer of Jesus before he died is that the Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
就像耶稣在十字架上在断气之前的祷告说，父啊，你赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
That's the kind of prayer we must pray to the enemy.
这是我们所要祷告的，为我们的仇敌要祷告的祷告。
On behalf of the enemy, we pray for them.Because they don't know how to pray for themselves. We stand beside them to pray to God.
所以对我们的仇敌来讲，他们不知道怎么样来祷告，我们要替他们来代祷，为他们来祷告。
When you do that, instead of cursing, hating, and returning evil, if you bless the enemy, do good to them, you are offering a solution.You are solving the problem of evil and hatred.
与其你去咒诅辱骂你的仇敌，好不如就是说你来爱他们，来找到一个解决问题的方法来帮助他们。
Because you give blessing.
因为你给祝福给他们。
And God will bless the enemy and change him.
那神会来祝福你的仇敌，他会来。
And Jesus said, "It's more."Blessed to give than to receive.
那我们就是要来实践，我们怎么样来给？给比施比受更有福。
See, his brother tried to give love now is to his own brother.
那这位兄弟呢
？The other brother, the younger brother is receiving love. One give, one receive.
那开始来。给他这个弟兄来爱他的这个弟弟，现在开始来接受这样的爱。
Then becoming a solution to this problem.
那将会成为这样一个问题的一个解决方法。
And Augustine even said this is called double blessing in this in Jesus' statement.
在奥古斯丁就讲到，这甚至是一个双重的祝福。就是、
Why? Because To give is a blessing. God will bless you.
就是能够给，那就是一个祝福。
So the giver received a blessing from God.
那个给的人呢，他从神那边得到祝福。
And the one received love is from the receiver. He received love from the giver.
接受祝福的人呢，从祝福的人那边接受到了。
Because of that, God will bless him.Because your prayer, your act is act of love.
所以呢，神同样也祝福那一位接受你帮助的人。
So the double blessing is God bless the giver, God bless the receiver.
所以这个双重的祝福就是神呢祝福这个给的人，也祝福那一个接受的人。
And the receiver actually receive the reward right away by your act of giving.
就是那一个接受的人呢，在你给的时候，他立刻就接受到了祝福。
But your blessing will be your faith in God. God will bless you, even looks like you're giving out something. But God say He will supply you. He will give you more. The more you give, the more you receive. That's the principle.
那这个时候呢，就是说当你给的时候呢，你一开始不知道有没有接受到神的祝福。
So we can do that. We can do that because we have to imitate what Jesus, why he comes to this world is to offer love to the sinner, not for the righteous, for the sinner, and die for them.
那这样做的时候就彰显神的这个爱，就是耶稣基督来到世上，就是为罪人的罪定死，他是为罪人而死。
God died for the sinner in us. That's why we are saved. Then we can do the same to the enemy.
神为罪人而受死，这是让罪人能够有得救的机会。
The Bible said actually we were the enemy of God before we were saved. And God forgave us. That's why we must forgive the other enemy too in our life.
我们在认识神之前是神的敌人，但是神呢宽恕了我们，神让我们同样也要来宽恕别人。
And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, if you don't forgive your enemy, your debtor, God will not forgive you either.
在这个主导文里面讲到呢，耶稣讲的就是，如果你不宽恕你的弟兄，你的欠你债的人。天上的父也不饶恕你。
So God grace you, and you grace the other person.
所以当神给了你恩典的时候，你也要给别人恩典。
Romans chapter 5 even say when we were sinners, God died for us. It demonstrates God's love.
所以罗马书第五章就讲到，就说当我们还是罪人的时候，神差派他的儿子为我们死。神的爱就此显明了。
The cause of Jesus coming to this world represents God's love for the enemy.
神差派耶稣来到这个世上的目的就是要让仇敌和神来和好。
It's a demonstration of loving an enemy.
这就是彰显出怎么样来爱一个仇敌。
Loving sinners.
爱那些罪人。
So we must understand when Jesus said, hey, love your enemy, you will be called the son of the most high or the children of God or you will be rewarded. That is not extraordinary. This is what we're supposed to do from the beginning.
所以耶稣讲到这里，你要来爱你的仇敌，为你逼迫你的来祷告，这就成为我们基督徒的正常生活。
In John 15, 16, 17, and Jesus pray for us, he talking about, I give you a new command. This new command is that you must love each other as I have loved you.
在约翰福音13:14-15就特别的讲到呢，就是说我要给你一条新的命令，就是你们要彼此相爱。
then people recognize you are Christian.
就是大家就会认得你是基督徒。
You can spread the good news of the gospel without saying a word.
那你通过去爱别人呢，你甚至可以来把这个福音传出去，你甚至不用讲任何的话。
By loving the one who harm you, by loving the one who mistreat you, by loving the one unlovable, you demonstrate this is the glory of God. People will recognize you are the Christian.
所以当你这样去做的时候，爱那些不开的人，宽恕那些不该宽恕的人的时候，你就把神的荣耀、神的爱彰显出来了。
So to be a Christian means to forgive the unforgivable.
所以作为基督徒就是要来宽恕那些看起来不可宽恕的人。
Because God has forgiven the unforgivable in you.
因为神曾经宽恕了那些不可宽恕的，就是在你的里面，就是你。
When you come to the workplace, sometimes we say, hey, this work is no good.There's too many evil things happening. I want to change job.
那有时候我们来到一个工作的地方，说这个工作的地方太糟糕了，没有什么好的东西，我要换工作。
Why don't we look at it from God's perspective?
为什么我们不能从神的一个角度看这个问题呢？
Why don't we believe God put me in there? I can practice sending love.To this place with hatred, with darkness.
为什么我们不把神的爱带到这样一个有仇恨、有黑暗的地方呢？
Why do we curse the job, criticize it, complain, discontent with the job?
那为什么我们要去来批评、论断、咒诅在工作的地方的事情呢？
And God.Put us in a position when, whatever we are in that position and situation, the Bible said in Corinthians chapter 7, you don't change it until God tells you. You don't change it, you just don't criticize. You do the loving work. Love the enemy over there.
书里面讲的就是那个地方不是你去咒诅、你去批评、论断的地方。
You become the instrument of God's love.
你成了神爱的器皿。
Loving the enemies kind of love, love the unlovable one.
所以你就成了爱那个仇敌、爱那些不可爱的人的一个器皿。
Where there is hatred, you show love.
就在有仇恨的地方，你就撒下爱。
One of my classmates in the theological seminar, and that's exactly what she did.
我们曾经和一个位在神学院的同学，我们聊到这样一个事情。
And the first day we were in the class, she came to the class. Her
今天我们来到教室里面，她也来到教室里面。
She dressed like a punk.
他呢就穿着像一个朋克。
She got pink hair.
把他的头发呢就染起来。
Change all over his black jacket, her black jacket.
就是各种各样的涂料在他的脸上。
Really big boots on her feet.
腿上穿着很高的靴子。
And piercing, you know, on his ear, on her ear, on her nose, everything.
他的鼻子上、耳朵上到处都扎了痒。
And actually, we asked her, are you in the right place, lady? This is a Christian theological seminar.
但是我们就想着你是不是来错地方，这是我们基督教的神学院。
She said, no, I just finished work, I come here.To study theology, to help the non-Christian at work.
他就说没有来错地方，我是刚 结束我的工作，我来到这里学习。学习的目的就是。
Later on, we find out actually she is a very devoted Christian. She dressed this way for the sake of Christ to work in an underground bar.
事实上，她是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。她这样的穿戴打扮呢，是为了能够在那些黑暗的地方去工作。
This bar is for all kind of people, gay or non-gay, you know, all these people, they meet in this particular place drinking, even have some strippers there, but she worked there.
她在一个酒吧里面工作，那些黑暗的地方，好多的同性恋啊，甚至脱衣舞啊，
That's her calling.
那这是她的一个护照。
She finds that it's important I go among the sinners to spread the gospel. I must dress like them too.
她觉得她要在罪人里面去传讲福音，她跟他们有一样的穿戴，这是非常重要的。
Otherwise, who's going to preach to them?
那不然的话，谁能给那些人来传福音呢？
As Paul said, the gospel must be preached by someone. Someone must go.
就像保罗讲的，就是必须要有人去才能够传福音。
For Jesus,
为了耶稣的缘故。
He looked at this not as an evil place, look at the place he can bring sinner to Christ.
不是把这样一个地方看作一个邪恶的地方，而是把这个地方看作一个把福音传出去的地方。
As a matter of fact, Jesus always.Go and went around the sinners or the tax collector to win them to kingdom.
事实上，耶稣在世上的时候，就是常常和那些税人和罪吏在一起，而且拣选他们。
And other sister, she worked in a casino.
那另外一个姐妹呢？她在这个赌场工作。
When she believed she already worked there.
那个时候他就在那里工作。
But amazingly, she could bring some people to Christ over there.
那很令人欣喜的是，他确实在那边能够把人带到带向主。
There's no place, no moment, God's eye is not on that place.
那真的没有一个场合，没有一个地方，没有一个时刻，神不会去看顾。
The world is already evil. Jesus came.
这个世界是邪恶的，这是大家都知道的。
And I hear some people say, "Hey, this is job is not good. Associate this and that. I'm not going to work. Criticize. I try to avoid that. I'll find another job. But that's not the will of God. God wants you to be there for a reason."
好的时候我们就说，哎呀，这个东西太邪恶，这个工作太不好。我们就要这样那样，其实神把你放在哪里是有原因的。
God loved the enemy through you.
那神怎么样爱他的仇敌呢？就是要通过你。
Through the family, through the workplace, and through the church, or through anywhere in the world.
就是要通过我们的家庭，通过我们的工作场合，通过任何的地方，任何的机会。
All places are holy if you bring God in.
任何一个地方，只要你把神的同在带到哪里，那就是一个圣洁的地方。
Especially the place has hatred and darkness, they need God more, actually.
特别是有仇恨和罪恶的地方，那就是更需要神的地方。
Because the Bible said God is close to the brokenhearted, closer to the sinner.
那么圣经里面讲到呢，神和那些心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，破碎的人在一起。
So we must change our mindset to practice setting love to places dark, places hatred, places you think is not good for work, but God placed you there for a reason to save some people.
所以我们要来改变我们的思想。当神把我们放在那样的地方的时候，就是神让我们要去祝福那边的人。
Even in my motel, you suppose people come to sleep, and some people come to cheating on the wife, but somehow And they talk. When we talk, then we know they desperately need Christ. Desperately need Christ.
我们作为一个旅馆营业者呢，常常看到人来到旅馆，其实就是睡觉而已。那有的人来到旅馆，他们其实是在搞婚外情，欺骗他们。但是跟他们交谈的过程里面，非常清楚，他们非常非常需要耶稣。
And even in this situation, the brief encounter, I managed to save a few people there.
甚至在这样短暂的一个遭遇里面，我也能够传福音给他们，能够让他们得救。
The Bible in Romans chapter 3:4 is already telling that no one is righteous.
那圣经里面讲到，就是说没有一个人是义人。
The whole world is contaminated, is fallen.
那整个世界都是在罪恶之中，在堕落之中。
But God's love is still everywhere.
但是神的爱在任何地方都在彰显。
There's no moment God's love is not on the sinner.
没有一个时间说神的爱不会在罪人的身上。
Even they did not repent, but Jesus still say, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Already forgiven. Even they hasn't accept Christ yet.
虽然好多人还没有接受主，但是神的爱并没有离开他们，神还是要来这个让他们得救，要救他们。
The core character of our Father is He loves enemies. Do good to them.
神的性情里面有个非常重要的一点是，他爱他的敌人，他要
让善
待那些人，要来拯救他们。
I was the enemy of God before. I loved money, but God saved me.
我曾经是神的敌人，我曾经只是爱金钱而已，但是神救了我。
So we must offer the same to the enemy.
所以呢，我们要来用同样的方法，要来去待我们的敌人。
We must do it for God.
我们这样做呢，是为神的缘故。
The Colossians chapter 4 talking about whatever you do, do it with all your heart as if doing it to God.
格罗西书第四章，我们做任何的事情呢，要从心里面做，就像是为主而做的。
Not serving man, it's serving God.
所以不要做这种就是眼前的功夫啊，要做在心里面，为神而做。
Even do to the least you do to God.
就是做在一个最小的小子身上，也就是做在主的身上。
You give a water to the person who's supposed to really you think is undeserving, unloving. You give a water, that's a reward.
你甚至你把一杯凉水给一个基督徒喝，这也不会不少你的赏赐。
You pray for someone, they even don't know. Then you are sending love.
可能自己不知道，但是神会给你这样的赏赐。
You talking to a customer to give them encouragement and to accept them for the sake of Christ, you are doing God's work in that praise.
你作为一个职员为顾客，你就是为他们祷告，待他们好，这就是坐在主的身上。
Be imitator of God to love the enemy, and you offering a solution for the world.
那当我们真正能够来爱我们周围的人，爱我们的仇敌的时候，给这个世界带来一个答案，带来一个解决方法。
He feel the love from you.
他们可以从你身上感受到爱。
The first thing we must imitate God is to what does the question mean is to practice sending love where there is hatred, that is harm there, that is sorrow there.
所以我们第一件要做的事情就是在那些破碎的地方，在那些悲惨的地方，我们真的把爱撒下去。
This is a natural act now, a natural nature. We becoming like Christ now to love our enemy.
这就是神在我们的里面，神的性情在我们的里面，来爱我们的仇敌。
Secondly, in our daily life, we must do another thing. Not only go where we have must stand up. Don't avoid, don't criticize. Instead, doing loving work. The second thing we must do is to season everything you do with God's love.
第二个我们要做的事情呢，就是说我们不要去论断批评，而是我们所做所说的呢，都要用神的爱来调和。
Not just ask one question, is it the right thing? Is it right?
不要仅仅问这是不是该做的事情。
We should ask the second question: Is it? I'm doing it. Is it out of love?
第二个我们要问的问题是：我做这样的事情是不是出自于爱
？Not just is it a good thing, but we must ask: Is it from love?
不仅仅是做一件好事。要问一下我们是不是从爱里面出来。
Not just my husband and do the wrong thing, but we must ask, did he do it out of love?
就是包括夫妻之间也是，不是说做的对和错，而是我们是不是在爱里面做的。
Same thing, ask us, hey, this is the right thing to criticize him, to show him he's wrong, but is it out of love?
好多时候我们觉着我们需要去批评一个人，但是呢，我们是论断人呢，还是我们也在爱里面来说话
？Our Father wants us to season everything, especially justice, with love.
对，神让我们呢要把这个公义呢是通过爱来调节调和。
Even to the one who is.Who oppose us?
圣子就是那些人，就是说，真的是恶待我们的。
How much mistreat us against us? We must do the same.
那就是那些人来恶待我们的呢，我们不是用同样的方法。
Season our behavior with the love of God.
而是我们所做所行的呢，要用神的爱来，在其中。
And thirdly, we must know when we offer love, give love, and the other people receive love, is a double blessing.
对，第三点我们要知道，当我们给出爱的时候呢，我们其实会有双重的爱，会接受双重的祝福。
So we must practice.Jesus command that is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们就是要来记得耶稣的命令，就说施比受更有福。
Means to give love, because the center is love, to give love than receive love.
所以我们更多的要去给爱，比来接受爱要更多。
Finally, we must not wait for the other party to act. We must take the initiative.
那另外一点呢，就是我们不要等着别人来坐在我们的身上，而是我们要来主动的去做。
Because if we wait for the law of retribution or the law of fairness, we'll never do anything.
那如果我们等待这个公平的一些做法，公平的事情发生，那我们什么事情都做不了，也不做。
Right? If he do it, or he or she do it first, I'll do it. Or if I find some kind of signal he is about to do it and I'll do it, then we, both of us, we all waiting and waiting. We'll never make the decision of love.
那如果我们一直在等待说，如果他对我好，我就对他好；如果他爱我，我就爱他。好像我们事实上等啊等啊，永远什么好事情都不发生。
And we must take the initiative like God. God sent Jesus into this world to love the unlovable. We must go in and we must take the initiative. Give first one what you want to receive. Then you will be blessed.
所以呢，就像耶稣讲的，施比受更有福。所以我们先去，主动的去给别人的时候，我们必然会得到，而且别人也会得到。
Then really, you will be called children of God in this Father's Day.
那所以今天在这个父亲节的日子里面，我们真的这样做的时候呢，就成为天父的儿女。
And the glory and the distinct quality of God's love is love your enemy. That is God's glory, not creating the world. The love the enemy is the glory of our Almighty God and Father.
所以这爱仇敌的爱，这真正就是神的荣耀的彰显，不仅仅是创造天地，就是荣耀的。
As a matter of fact, God wants us to don't do great things.Do small thing with great love.
那圣也告诉我们，不是说常常要想着做大事，而是，做小事的时候用爱心去做。
Your reward will be tremendous.
所以呢，你们在天上的赏赐就是大的。
And why everybody want to do great thing? Christian will do anything, even small thing with great love, loving the enemy.
都想做大事情。但是我们作为基督徒呢，我们什么事都可以做，但是用爱心。
May God bless us. We will become like Him. He loves the enemy as our central character, as a normal practice every day.
所以愿神呢祝福每一位，就是让神的这样一个性格，就是爱不可爱的人，爱仇敌这样一个性情呢，成为我们每一个人日常生活里面的一部分。
Thank you, brother and sister. We're going to do it together.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们，我们一起来实践这样的真理。
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵给我们的能力
，to understand the depth of God's love,
明白神的爱
，more and more love,
长阔高深，我让我们有更多更多的爱。
Our Father in heaven,
那就向我们的。
If you do that, God will bless you, you will provide you, and you will live a life of love, joy, peace.
当我们这样去做的时候呢，神会赐给我们能力，赐给我们祝福，来过一个平安喜乐、更有爱的生活。
And God, through you, God make the enemy his friends.
就是通过你，让那些仇敌呢成为神的朋友。
And you will say one more for Jesus.
你会为耶稣赢得一个人，更多。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Pastor Wayne.
谢谢王牧师。谢谢 Duncan. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless.
God bless. Anna, are you there?
哦，我在，我在。
好的，感谢主。Duncan 讲的信息。非常的深刻。
We thank you for Brother Duncan's sharing. His message is very important.
那事实上，基督徒区别于别人的就在这个对罪人的爱。
Indeed, the difference between us and the Gentiles are how we love our enemies.
就是说爱我们家里的人，就是不信主的人，什么人都爱他家里的。
So we love our family member, those who do not believe, but we still love.
当然你说这个世界好多人家里的人也不爱，这是就实在是太可怜了。
But even nowadays in the society, there are people who don't even love their own families.
但是一般人不管信主不信主，他都会爱他的人，爱他家里的人。
So for a normal person, he or she will usually love his own family.
我们呢，神呼召我们要成为世上的光和盐，把一个解决问题的方案带到这个世界上，就像刚才弟兄讲。
So God called us to be the light and the salt of the earth. And he gave us a solution just as what our brother has shared early on.
感谢主，大家有一些回应和分享，好不好？等一会我们特别也为父亲们来祷告祝福，今天是父亲节。